Well, Jimmy, if you thought it was tough yesterday being a spectator or even a poor old reporter waiting for play to begin, imagine being a Channel 9 cricket commentator trying to fill all that time waiting for a ball to be bowled. But he did it with aplomb as always. G'day, Slats.
Hello, Webby. It was lovely to see you too, mate.
It was, and in the bathroom.
Also try and do it when the great Mark Nicklaus has gone down.
Well, can you
put me in a different role?
There you go, Slats. Well, it's funny. Before we get into the cricket, the text line, there has been quite a few nibbles asking how Mark is. Is he okay?
Look, I haven't spoken to him for a day. Last I heard from him, he was doing okay. He still was resting up. He still needed that time to rest up. He's got a few things they're trying to get to the bottom of. It seems that he's got some. It's a chest thing. It's a bit of a stress related something or other, I think. And they're just trying to find out what's triggering this and making sure that heart and brain and everything else is working fine. And all the tests so far have come back fine, but there's still a bit of concern about a couple of other things. So, poor fella, yeah, he's fallen quickly and he's going through a mountain of tests. So, Nico, I'm sure we'll be back. And he's resting up as we speak, so fingers crossed.
Speaking of tests, I know it's tough from a broadcaster point of view because all you want to do is broadcast the cricket and all the players want to do is play and all the people there in the ground want is to see some play. Is it a little bit frustrating about, you know, there seems to be no rain around, there seems to be just a delay with umpires getting out there. You've got to realise this is an entertainment product.
Yeah, Jimmy, and we spoke about it on air. I wasn't on the panel at the time. Mark was in studio, I think, with Warnie and Ian Chappell, and they were saying exactly that because there were moments where it wasn't raining. The players are ready to go. I mean, they're all dressed for that cap presentation that needed to happen. So that's one of the great gifts of the day, really, when they come out presenting their caps and the silk gets unravelled and it's got Jane's face on it and all that. Well, that was special. That happened. It wasn't raining. The players were then going to follow straight after that. Then it started to drizzle. So then the small covers came down. They went back inside. You know, there's that simple fact that if it starts to drizzle and you're out there playing, you stay out there until it gets heavy. But if it's drizzling and you're not playing, you're not getting out there. So, and there were moments, obviously, when there was no rain, and then the umpires would say, OK, we'll start in 15 minutes. Well, what's the 15 minutes? Exactly. Like, start in five.
What is that rule, Slats? Why the 15 minutes? Why?
It's one of these archaic rules where that's the time that needs to be given to the teams to get themselves ready, get out there. There's also some half an hour rule about some rolling. If it hasn't been rolled, it has to be half an hour before play starts. So that hadn't happened at one stage, so they needed to do that beforehand. And it goes on and on and on. And in the meantime, another shower comes past and we were just getting the edges of the showers and that was enough to put the covers down again and another delay. So cricket shoots itself in the foot, particularly the long form at times. I think when you need to see the entertainment, you need to see the players out there and more frustrating on a day like the Jane McGrath day as well.
Mm. They trail by 267, eight downs. You would expect Australia to, no matter whether they had the 200-plus run lead, they would bat again. Will Matt Renshaw bat? And it was interesting when Matt Wade off the field, Slats, and Peter Hanscom acquitted himself very well behind the stumps. It might have given a glimpse to the future as well.
Yeah, and he comes out. He doesn't have the pads on the outside, which looks a bit amateur hour. But he was fantastic. He's been doing it for a while. And I thought he did a wonderful job. I don't think he'd want to do it full-time, but the fact was there's a replacement there if Wade or whoever's keeping goes down. Unfortunately for Wade, he'd been feeling really ill all day, and he's a tough cookie as well. So he tried, that's the toughness, to come out for two overs. It was just no good, so he went back off. So good work, Peter Hanscom. And then Renshaw's, well, who knows? He took a heavy knock when he batted, didn't he? And then he took another one in at bat pad. And they do look at concussion now in this game. So I don't know how he's pulled up today. But fingers crossed, like Azhar Ali did down in Melbourne. He got one fair on the top of the head and he was able to bat the next day. So let's hope he's out there because he's been going fantastic, hasn't he? That 100 was pretty special.
Slats, everything from now on in seems to be, or in this test match in particular, seems focused on what is going to happen in India and who we take to India. Mm. Do we take Sean Marsh? Do we, you know, Matt Renshaw? How does he play in over there. Is there any? How much do they tinker with his team for that first test in what it's about a month's time?
Well, if they tinker with it too much, if they all of a sudden say, and we were hearing that, Matt Renshaw, he's not going to be suited to Indian conditions, so Sean Marshall come in and replace him. And to me, that's ridiculous selecting because you've got an opening combination that needs to get better and stronger and the understanding, and that's Warner and Renshaw. And how does Renshaw ever get used to Indian conditions if he's never going to be picked to play in them? That's the art of playing international cricket, is getting to these other conditions and learning how to play in them and learning how to succeed. And so after his 180, he's got to go. He has to go. You can't be tinkering with an opening combination again. And then there are others that may just find themselves unlucky. I'm worried for Jackson Bird. You know, he bowled so well down in Melbourne. He's not playing here. Understand a different balance with the bowling outfit, but you know, do they think he's capable of bowling well in India? There's a lot of sort of predicting rather than just staying with a solid 12 or 11, if you like, and then picking a few others who you think are more suited to those conditions. But yes, mate, there is a lot of focus on it. We've just seen England get whacked over there. Mm. Now, don't let that be a smokescreen. I think they'll come to Australia next year and be very competitive against Australia. And if Australia lose in India, that's happened a lot. So it's very hard to play over there. You try and, as a team, get used to the conditions. I don't think as a selector you're trying to manipulate a team to get individuals who you think are most suited to it. Mm. Khawaja hasn't scored in Sri Lanka. That's why he got dropped for that last test match. Mm. What, do they start thinking about pulling him out of the team now because Indian conditions are similar? No way. He's one of our best batsmen. You get him in there and you get him adapting to the conditions. That's what it's all about.
How's the weather at the moment, Slats?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. I haven't quite left the hotel. It's a dark hotel. And I the curtains are open, mate. There's
Scruffy Murphy's usually is at this time of day.
What's that?
Scruffy Murphy's usually is at this time of day.
It's not far away.
Oh, look out.
No, I don't do any of that stuff these days.
No, I know.
You know,
consummate professional.
But look, weather-wise, each day they've predicted showers.
Yeah.
Yesterday we clearly got them. Today, hopefully, they'll miss the SCG. So we're hoping for a full day. And we start half an hour earlier, so we'll be making up a bit of time.
Yeah, let's hope we do get more than a full day's play. Good on you, Slats. Enjoy today. Let's hope the Aussies can do the job over the next couple of days.
Nice to chat, guys. All the best. Happy New Year. Bye.
Michael Slater there. And, of course, he's there with the Channel 9 network, and you can watch it on free-to-air. It'll be on from 9:30 today. So, again, they'll be hoping, let's just get some play out there, please.